Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Argued his employees were simply buying items for a celebrity boss, telling the jury, you know, I don't expect that we're going to see Beyonce in CVS.
The winner of New York City's Democratic mayoral primary between progressive Zoran Mamdani and former Governor Andrew Cuomo is likely to be finalized today when the city's Board of Elections announces the next round of results. Mamdani already declared victory on election night after gaining a commanding lead over Cuomo, who quickly conceded. This is ABC News. American Airlines says this July 4th season will be its largest ever, with almost 7.6 million customers flying on the airline between June 27th and July 7th. ABC's transportation correspondent Gio Benitez reports some early travelers faced hazardous weather conditions over the weekend.
Over the weekend, at least 15 tornadoes were reported across the plains and the Midwest.
Oh, my God.
And more bad weather is expected. Some Amtrak passengers had to be taken to a local hospital with heat exhaustion after their train broke down south of Jessup, Georgia. More than 140 people had to be taken by bus to their final destination. All of this as an unprecedented number of people hit the road and the skies.
Britain's King Charles is giving up the royal train the family has used since Queen Victoria's reign. Officials in charge of Charles's finances announced the train will be decommissioned by 2027, saying it's too expensive to operate and needs significant upgrades. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s with a good amount of sunshine. For tonight, clear, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy and quite warm, a slight chance of a shower later on, and a high of 86. Thursday, 87 with isolated showers possible. And for Friday, the 4th of July, highs in the low 90s, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, 85 on Saturday. The air is calm right now, WRCO, after a midnight reading of 63. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 59 degrees.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the
I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. Where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Brad Paisley on WRCO Radio, and before that, our national anthem as we officially started our broadcast day with Leanne Rimes. Hello, friends. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. How could it be July 1st? I don't know. Trying to wrap my pea-sized brain around that, but wow. Okay, here we are. Together again on the 1st of July, a brand new month to usher in, and a holiday coming up at the end of the week, and more hotness, it sounds like, as well. There were some thunderstorms yesterday in parts of Wisconsin. Did you see the sunset last night? It was amazing. The sky was a combination of light blue, dark blue, red, white. It was like this whole combination of colors, such like somebody had painted it or something. And we didn't get any rain here in the Richland Center area during that stretch yesterday. All total for the day, just 1/100th of an inch. That came early on in the morning. Well, regular features coming your way today on the Light in the Milk House show as we get those chores started. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Country is back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat, a handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, hark to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina beyond.
strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
Off to my right I see 5 mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. Smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by 2 loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina.
Marty Robbins, and what a story there. Before there were videos, you could picture the whole Western scene in your head there with that one. We're moving on with some info to get you in the know today. Birthdays and anniversaries a little bit later on this morning. Regular features and sports scores coming up in just a bit here. We remind you that a euchre is enjoyed every Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Mick Memorial Park Community Building in Hub City. ADRC of Eagle Country is hosting a 10-week session of Bingo Size starting next week at the Richland Center Community Center. Sign up to be a part of it by calling 608-647-4616. And Richland County 4-H Youth Gardening Program at the Smart Farm, which was postponed last week, will be made up today from 6 until 8. For more information, check out the 4-H Facebook page.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center. For high-quality paint and low-quality jokes, why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7. And Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Bucks front office has been busy putting a roster together. On the same day, veteran center Brooke Lopez signed a two-year deal with the Clippers. Kevin Porter Jr. agreed on a two-year contract worth $11 million to return to Milwaukee. Shortly after that announcement, the team indicated it is also returning Gary Trent Jr., filling the backcourt, while Damian Lillard is sidelined with the Achilles injury that he suffered. Well, the Brewers, who are second in the National League Central, will play the second in the National League East, New York Mets. The series begins tonight. It is a 6:10 first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. In games that were played on Monday, Pittsburgh 7-0 over St. Louis, Philadelphia 4, San Diego 0, and Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4, the Athletics 6, Tampa Bay 4, Baltimore 10-6 over Texas, Seattle 6, Kansas City 2, and Boston was a winner against Cincinnati 13-6. That among the sport headlines today on WRCO Radio.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Today's aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, crank it up. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two. Yeah, there you go. Big Finish, the Mom and Dads, and the Silver Bells Polka. Yeah, my dad used to have a Mom and Dad's cassette tape in the dashboard of the Chevy Impala there. And when you're riding with him, you know, as a kid, he didn't really appreciate the Mom and Dads as much. But, oh, well, time goes by. This is Jack Green on the Milk Cow Show.
The pages of the past are filled with names of men and mountains they've climbed. It's the nature of a man to go and seek the thrill he builds within his mind. But I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. Others all around me lay their tracks of tangled patterns justifying that the new love they've discovered is no different than the ones they've left behind. I find a brand new adventure every evening and keep that same old path beneath my feet. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. Should I go running to the corners of the earth, seeking out the pleasures of its charms? And why should I be wondering what the world holds for me when I hold the world in my arms? No, I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. Just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole world comes to me.
You're so easy, easy to love. Driving me crazy, can't get enough. You won my heart, you got my soul. Never felt love like this before. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. There's nothing sweeter, sweeter than you. There's nothing, baby, that you can't do. You're the only world that I'll ever know. Never felt love like this before. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. Sweeter, sweeter than you. There's nothing, baby, that you can't do. You're the only world that I'll ever know. Never felt love like this before. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love.
G. Rice on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. Lots of sunshine and warm conditions expected today. A high of 83. West to northwest winds at 5 to 15. and then clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 62, 86 tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low so far. It is 58 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Some cattle imports from Mexico are coming back. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The USDA has announced a phased reopening of some southern ports to resume imports of live cattle. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the two countries have been working together to combat the spread of New World screwworm, and this is a logical first step in resuming commerce.
This is a reflection, I think, of that cooperation and the feeling that Secretary Rollins and her team has that the Mexican government is doing what they need to do and that we can resume some cross-border trade.
According to the USDA, only cattle and bison born and raised in Sonora or Chihuahua and treated according to NWS protocols can be imported. The USDA made some modest changes to its 2025 planted area figures, and one of the changes was for wheat. The planted area came out at 45.5 million acres, a bit more than March prediction, 1% less than last year. In Wisconsin, winter wheat planted area 300,000 acres compared to 265,000 in 2023. Harvested area 250,000 acres compared to 220,000 before. The numbers are likely to change over the next couple of months with the first prevent plant data coming out in August. U.S. crop condition ratings were mixed on the week. The ratings continue to vary widely by location and by crop. Most Wisconsin crops remain in good condition after a week of mixed weather, just over 3 days suitable for field work in the week ending Sunday. Mike Bergen raises corn and soybeans in Lafayette and Greene County, Wisconsin, and Stevenson County, Illinois. He tells Brownfield, rainfall amounts vary widely.
South of 151 to about the Greene County line, the Joe Davies line, is about perfect. And then southeast of there, there's dry pockets. Southeastern Greene County and northern Stevenson County is dry. Kind of two different worlds.
But he says north of Highway 151, conditions have been wetter. Birgit says crop growth was slow until about 3 weeks ago. Now the corn is really taking off.
We got corn that's probably just a little over head high. I'd say some of our river bottoms are probably 2 weeks off from tasseling.
Birgit says some of the farms in his area are getting ready for third crop alfalfa hay in about 6 days, and some are predicting third crop will be better than first crop. National Ag Statistics Service reporters say nearly all corn and soybeans have emerged in Wisconsin. Winter wheat, 95% headed, 75% of the corn, and 73% of the soybeans are rated good to excellent. 86% of the potatoes are also good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa hay, 21% done, 82% of that is rated good to excellent. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday, but business could develop earlier than usual with the holiday shortened week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves were steady to $4 higher. Heifer calves were $3 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for all classes. Quality was plain through attractive medium and large one feeder steers, 659 to 697 pounds, brought $330 to $358. Feeder steers, 802 to 834 pounds, brought $297 to $323. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 806 to 814 pounds, brought $277 to $289. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down 93 cents at $395.56. Select closed $1.17 higher at $384.10. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. That's up 7,000 on the week and up almost 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs at the major direct markets closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. processor started the week off more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. Domestic demand has been solid. Pork continues to benefit from being competitively priced in the retail space. The industry remains incredibly efficient when it comes to productivity, ensuring there are ample supplies of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 379 higher with a weighted average of 111.88. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 111.85 and 111.79. Pork values closed lower, down 205 at 115.41. Ribs and hams were both sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 24,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle closed higher ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures closed lower, pressured by demand uncertainty and lower pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn finished mixed, digesting the USDA numbers and watching development of weather. July beans were down 3.5 at 1024 and a quarter. August was 3.5 lower at 1029 and three quarters. July corn was 3 higher at 420 and a half. September was 2 and a quarter lower at 409 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct trade. August live was up 57 at 213.87. October was 35 higher at 210.17. August feeders are up 277 at 310.67. And hogs were lower on demand questions in the lower midday move in pork. July was down $3.15 at 110.10. August was 277 lower at 107.50. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An update to the National Action Plan for Safeguarding Children in Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, Get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Circumstances change, which is why the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, updated a national action plan created in 1996. Center Director Andrea Swenson says the document was last revised in 2012.
Agriculture continues to change and progress, and we reviewed the plan and thought we needed to update as those changes happen. So we incorporated several new topics into the plan, such as automated agricultural production practices, new technologies, changing organizational and public policies, environmental exposures, and extreme weather.
Swenson says the revised plan has multiple goals, 7 in fact. However,
the main goal for the National Action Plan is to provide just an updated framework that protects the safety, health, and well-being of children who live, work, and visit farms and ranches in the United States. With this National Action Plan, we hope to create a roadmap for individuals and organizations to contribute both collectively and collaboratively towards achieving our main goals.
We'll drill down a little deeper into the revised action plan in tomorrow's show. Meanwhile, you can download a copy of it through the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out and more about the all-new Farmall C.
The use of dairy terms in imitation products goes beyond milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dairy producers are again asking the Food and Drug Administration to crack down on imitation dairy product labels. Chris Galen with the American Butter Institute and National Milk Producers Federation says, for decades, plant-based products have misappropriated dairy-specific terms in their product labels. And it's not just milk.
Almond milk, soy milk are the most usual examples, but this also spills over into things like cheese and yogurt and ice cream. And what we most recently complained to the federal government about is something called dairy-free butter.
Galen says Country Crock is marketing what they call salted and unsalted dairy-free butter, which prompted the American Butter Institute to write to the Food and Drug Administration, again asking it to uphold its own rules about the use of dairy terms.
This is actually plant-based oil spread. And so our complaint to the FDA is that plant-based butter is an oxymoron. If it doesn't have a dairy product in it, if it doesn't have cream, in this case in the butter, you shouldn't be able to call it that.
Galen says the battle to have FDA enforce dairy labeling guidelines has been a struggle, but he's optimistic that with a new administration and the push for healthier foods that are not ultra-processed, federal officials will begin clamping down on labeling violations. Cash dairy prices were all higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny at 59.5 one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks went up 10 cents to 172, 12 sales recorded. Cheese barrels up 3 cents at 169.5, 6 sales there. Butter prices up 3.75 cents at 260, 3 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 125.25, one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
4th of July in Lone Rock is not just a date, it's tradition, community, it's hometown pride. Join us starting July 3rd in the evening, followed by a full day Friday at Fireman's Park. Begin with a playful 5K water run walk, then wander to the marketplace from 7 until 4, where Gina's Creations brings handmade treasures and party light lights up your home with beautiful candles. At 11 a.m., the annual parade marches with pride. Shortly after, a chicken barbecue. Tap your foot to live music and cheer on youth softball and baseball teams. Don't miss the Sand Wrestling Match at 1 p.m., then gather the kids for bounce houses and games throughout the afternoon. As day turns to night, everyone, and we mean everyone, looks up to the sky for the spectacular fireworks, and that wraps up the celebration. It's free, it's fun, and it's all American. See you July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, where community comes to life. Today, lots of sunshine and a high of 83 degrees expected. Also tonight, clear and pleasant, a low of 62. 86 tomorrow. Right now, we're at our overnight low with skies that have been mostly clear and not nearly as foggy as it was yesterday at this time. That was a real challenge. But this morning, looks like full speed ahead for your morning commute. It is 58 degrees in Richland Center.
If I drove a truck
and I were a waitress
and I ordered coffee
and I poured you some,
then you'd stop by on your way sometimes later,
and if we arm wrestled I'd see that you won.
I eat my baby, ride easy, ride high on the saddle all day.
If your lovin' is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, The chuck wagon, and we'll ride away.
If I were a wimp, some pale senorita,
and I a bullfighter way down in the sand, while the band kept on playing that old Cassidore, would you throw me a flower?
Would you take my hand?
I my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day. And your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. If I ran the country,
I'd be your first lady.
Time with world leaders, left alone together, alone we might lay. I, my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and
love and arms.
till he took it away. Now I'm back where I belong, and in my baby's arms I'm gonna stay. I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong, back in baby's arms. Back in baby's arms. Back in baby's arms.
Patsy Cline, who made her network TV debut this day in 1955, introduced by Ernest Tubb on a network program, and the rest is history. Although she didn't really take off right away, she certainly became an iconic star, and especially after her death. But in the early 1960s, had lots of hits and gained lots of worldwide acclaim. Coming up, we'll have Tony's weather. We'll see what's happening for the upcoming hot 4th of July. Here's Johnny Duncan.
Monday morning, I'm feeling down, 'cause she's in the country. Tuesday morning feels about the same. Wednesday don't seem so bad. Thursday's getting closer. Friday I'll be back out there. I call her sweet country woman. She's the one that keeps me going when the times get bad. I call her sweet country woman. Now she gives the sweet loving I've ever had. Sunlight filters through the trees. She'll lay beside me when I leave the city far behind. I call her sweet country woman. She's the one that keeps me going when the times get bad. I call her sweet country woman, 'cause she gives the sweetest loving I've ever had. I call her sweet country woman.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows were a little lower. Holstein bull calves range from $8.30 to $10, with the beef crossbred calves from $10 to $13.70 by the pound. Springing black cows sold from $2,300 to $2,500. We had four 400-pound Holstein steers. Each brought $1,475, and their five corresponding heifers in the same place, weighing 360, sold for $1,380 apiece. One black 765-pound heifer sold from $332 per pound, and that netted the farmer $2,539. Slaughter cows ranged from $1.08 to $1.40, with a red bull at $180. At last Friday's feeder sale, the lightweight Holstein steers sold from $315 to $360, heavier Holstein steers $340. Colored steers and heifers ranged from $275 to $4. Due to the 4th of July falling on the first Friday, our next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 18th. The heat we're experiencing is hard on everyone. Drink plenty of water, and don't forget to provide plenty of water and shade for your pets and livestock. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we get a break from the rain today across Wisconsin. Finally, a day with high pressure in control should bring us plenty of sunshine, mild temperatures, and lower humidity. Just a perfect day to get outside and enjoy your favorite activity on this first day of July. By the way, June turned out to be wetter than normal across most of the states, although parts of southeast Wisconsin were a little bit drier than usual. We are anticipating, again, some rain to return to the region by tomorrow and Thursday. This will be in a scattered fashion, starting in the north tomorrow, spreading a little bit further south into Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, the rain chances start to ramp up, probably Saturday the wettest of the weekend days, as some heavier showers and thunderstorms could come rumbling through. And given the very humid air in place, some locally heavy rainfall can't be ruled out, so definitely keep an eye on things if you're going to be out and about camping or heading off to some outdoor activities. We do think things will quiet down again early next week. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high near 83, wind out of the west-northwest 5 to 15. Clear and pleasant tonight, low at 62. Tomorrow should be sunny or partly cloudy and quite warm with highs around 86, west wind up to 10. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a small chance of showers or thunderstorms, low in the mid-60s. Thursday, mixed skies and continued warm. An isolated thunderstorm may pop up with highs around 86. For the 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Slight chance of thunderstorms later in the day, low at 69 with a high near 91. Saturday, very warm and humid with a few rounds of showers and storms likely. Low 71 with a high of 87. Sunday should be partly to mostly cloudy and a bit cooler, 30% chance of showers, high near 80. Monday mostly sunny, less humid with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning here on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
58 and partly sunny for today. Yesterday's high, 86. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain early yesterday. The record high was set in 1963 at 98. Record low, 44 in 1988. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 50. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:25, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.05. No precipitation today. Again, with a bit of sunshine, we're at our overnight low. It's 58.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate still slogging through amendments on the big budget bill that economic experts say will add trillions to the federal deficit and boost millions of people off health insurance through cuts to Medicaid.
A new estimate from the nonpartisan Congressional